ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام ما أضمر أحد شيئا إلا ظهر في فلتات لسانه وصفحات وجهه.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Whenever a person conceals a thing in his heart, it manifests itself through unintentional words from his tongue and in the expressions of his face."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. It is interesting, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, but despite the passing of over 1,000 years, Imam Ali's persona is so profound and so universal that even today, after 1,000 years, Imam Ali's persona is of use to every single one of us. We can still benefit from the words and the persona of Imam Ali. We find in Volume 1, Part 3, Chapter 53 of the book Al-Irshad by Sheikh Al-Mufid that he brings this passage where he quotes Imam Ali. Imam Ali says that on the path to destination, one must drink the wholesome water of certainty so as to rid us from the fatal slumber of uncertainty. Avoid toxic words which poison the spirit of certainty in you, and avoid these toxic words which ruin your firm belief and prevent you from useful deeds. You know, dear friends, yaqeen, is the Arabic of certainty. Certainty is the fountainhead of faith. When we have certainty, then we become steadfast upon what we believe in. Now, of course, when we're talking about certainty, certainty comes about via knowledge. And this knowledge with certainty creates wisdom. But of course, knowledge has to be accompanied via action. If we have lots of knowledge but we don't act, it's really of no use. And if we act but without any knowledge, then why are we doing what we are doing? So knowledge and action and certainty together bring forth the fountains of wisdom. And we have to have certainty if we are to elevate our spiritual status. Of course, keep in mind that there are different levels of certainty. Now, one of the things which can destroy our certainty are toxic words. Now, these toxic words can be both that which we say and we speak ourselves, or toxic words which we listen to. Both need to be refrained from. Both spoken words and heard words that are toxic must be abstained from, for these toxic words will poison the spirit of certainty. They will ruin our firm belief, and they will prevent us from doing useful deeds. The eyes and the ears, and even the tongue, are the inputs to the heart and the soul, so make sure you protect them as much as you can. Another profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Thank you.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
You know, there is an ayat in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, say to the Muslims, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. That if you really love Allah, then obey me, obey the Prophet. And if you obey the Prophet, Allah will love you. In this ayat, Allah talks about two love, one from an individual to Allah and the other from Allah to the individual. And the only thing linking these two muhabbats is the obedience to Rasulullah. Now that is a theory there in the Quran. We see only one example in the history of Islam where the Prophet testifies. He says, I'm going to give alam to somebody who is rajulan karrar yuhibbu Allah wa rasuluhu. That individual loves Allah and His Messenger. Not only that, وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And Allah and His Rasul also loves him. And this was given to none other than Amir al-Mu'minin Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. And so when Ali goes there, outside that castle of Khaybar, the most famous and courageous fighter of the Jewish community there, by the name of Marhab, comes outside. And it was a very common tradition among Arabs when they go to the battlefield, they would challenge the opponent. And they would ask to somebody to come and, accept their challenge. And the way they used to talk about themselves was mostly in poetry form. Arabs were more talented in this matter. And so this individual comes there and he says, introduces himself outside the castle where he says, قَدْ عَلِمَتْ خَيْبَرْ إِنِّي مَرْحَبًا. Khaybar knows about me. I am Marhab. And he thought maybe, like yesterday and the day before, whenever they hear the name Marhab, they'll run away. But they didn't know he's somebody else today. And so Amir al-Mu'minin comes forward. And when he comes there, he also uses poetry to introduce himself. And this is where you see the pride Ali takes in his mother. And this is where he says, أَنَا الَّذِي سَمَّتْنِ أُمِّي حَيْدَرًا. I am the one whose mother has named him Haydar. أَنَا الَّذِي سَمَّتْنِ أُمِّي حَيْدَرًا كَلَيْسِ غَابَاتٍ كَرِهَ الْمَنْزَرًا. He says, I am the one whose mother has named him Haydar, the lion. Kalaisi, I am like the lion in the forest. Karihul manzara, when other animals or other people, when they see the lion, they run away. So don't try to, threaten me. You are the one, you run away. Akiluhum bisa'i kaila sandara. And anyone who comes to fight against me, I repay them in full. So don't try to, fight with me. And the rest of the story. And so when we talk about the imamat, the wilayat, you have to realize that according to our theological perspective, our good deeds, our amal, our ibadat, everything, for it to be sahih and correct, is a fiqh issue. You have to make sure it is according to the fatawa or according to your own ijtihad, if you are a mujtahid. But then the issue of our good deeds and our ibadat, whether it's going to be acceptable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not sufficient for it to be correct. There are many other conditions, and one of the important conditions is the wilayat of Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. I don't have the habit of talking about my own books, but it is Ghadir. And I would like to mention the book that I have, Shiaism, Imamat and Vilayat, which talks about this issue of Imamat and Vilayat. And one of its chapters is exclusively on the issue of Ghadir itself, different aspects of it, especially how the Orientalists, the Western scholars, have dealt with the issue of Ghadir. It's worth mentioning that one of the religious journals in Iran, by the name of Majalleh Safine, they actually selected the fourth chapter of my book, and they got it translated from English to Farsi, and it was published in Farsi in the spring issue of that magazine, and that is about the event of Ghadir. And this is from not a foreign country, this is Islamic Republic of Iran, a Shia country, but you know, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they considered it to be worthy enough to be translated from English language into Farsi language.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.